podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kids Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. Giving myself a round of applause
for what?
Doing the podcast tonight.
I know. It's been hard.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
When he's trying to get make that money for the rent.
No, we, our last two, well, first off, welcome back, everybody, to the Sweet Side of Life podcast, all the way from Southern California. That's right.
Sold on Cal.
Still in SoCal.
California.
But, yeah, our last couple podcasts we've been doing from the road because we've just been so busy.
Yeah.
This has been a very busy summer for us. So,
yes.
With life, with LS, with just everything. It's been really busy. And I sprained my ankle.
Oh, Jesus.
Call the ambulance. It sucks. It's been like almost 3 weeks now and it still hurts. So anyways,
you can't do podcasts because you sprained your ankle.
No, I can't get upstairs to the studio.
His poor excuse.
But anyways, so we're back. Yeah.
Sort of.
But before we get into any more, we're gonna go ahead and cheers our drinks. So
cheers.
What are you drinking, my love?
Should we cheers first?
Sure. Cheers.
Cheers.
What are you drinking?
I just burped.
I just farted.
I'm having a Manhattan.
Which is
whiskey.
You've been on a whiskey kick lately,
I've
so.
Been on the whiskey train for a hot minute. Whiskey, sweet vermouth.
Bitters.
And you're supposed to put a maraschino cherry in it. I totally forgot to put that in my cart. It's now in my cart. And it's
the really expensive ones?
Yeah, they're fucking $19 a jar. Like, I don't know if I'm actually going to purchase them, but
it's just going to sit in your cart forever.
They have the ones that are like, what, $4? But those are just not the right ones. And then they have the ones that are... $19, $20 for cherries. But anyway, so I think the cherry though is what makes it. So I think I need it if I'm gonna.
You really think the cherry makes it? You kidding me? Oh God. Okay, well buy your fucking cherries. Wasn't there something else in your drink?
No.
Lemon juice? No.
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 An ice cube.
Got it. Well, I'm sorry, folks. I am just going to bore everybody. I'm just drinking my basic ass Monday night vodka Sprite. I wasn't feeling a whole mixology class tonight.
Adventurous. No. Like you said, you sprained your ankle.
I sprained my ankle.
You can't make cocktails.
Rum doesn't taste the same when I can't, you know,
make cocktails on a sprained ankle.
It's hard to get like a full shake when you can't post on your foot. Think of it like a quarterback. You can't throw that ball down the field because you can't post on your right foot.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with shaking a shaker.
Shaking it up.
So anyways. So yeah, I'm just going with a basic ass drink tonight. But yeah, it's all good.
But we're doing it.
We made it. Well. All right. So. We got a bunch of things coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Our summer's starting to come to an end, but it's not there yet.
No.
So let's talk about what we got coming up really quick.
We have
this Saturday, which is August 31st.
EDR.
We're going to EDR, which is in Palm Springs. They're having their full weekend Labor Day party, and last year we did the full weekend, but we just couldn't. We have things happening on Friday, and we had things happening on Sunday, so we couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So we could only do the Saturday, which is the big party day here at EDR on holiday weekend. So.
Right. So it should be fun.
Yeah, we're doing a day pass there.
We're staying at an all adults resort, though.
Yeah.
In EDR, so I'm interested to see if that's going to have any LS vibes, because it's in Palm Springs.
It
could go either way. It could have just like LGBTQ vibes, and I'm fine with that. Or it could be LS.
Well, here's the thing: is we're not going to experience that hotel at all.
A little, yeah, not really.
Because we're literally going to get there at like 10 a.m., drop off our car, and Uber to EDR.
Yeah,
we're going to be at EDR all day. We're going to leave EDR probably 1, 2, 3 a.m., go back to the hotel, and then go to sleep.
If the party's good enough, we'll be at EDR till 1, 2, or 3 a.m. Yeah. If it's not, then we'll go back to the hotel, and then we'll go to the tiki bars.
Yeah. I highly doubt we're going to leave EDR.
You never know.
It's never happened.
You never know.
And then Sunday we're going to a friend's pool party.
Yes.
So that's gonna be
birthday,
fun.
Right? You said birthday.
Yep, it's a birthday. It is an LS party.
Yeah.
It's a private event, so I'm not gonna talk about it.
Right. Like,
as far as locations and stuff, but
right.
That'll be a fun one. And then that's gonna like conclude our summer.
We
I
went
think.
To her house. Was actually the first. I think she was the first LS like
house party
we went to, right? Oh,
yeah, totally.
And we were so, we had no idea what to expect. We were so like, I didn't know what to wear. I knew there was a pool. I was like, am I going to be, do I need, like, I brought a suit. Mm-hmm. Am I going to be like, do I need to be nude? Like we had no idea. We like brought our stuff. We brought our dish to share. They had it.
We were the first ones there.
Which was so awkward. We had just met these people. Like, literally, I think we had met them at the party. Like, they invited us off Cassidy.
Yeah.
Like, they just saw our profile and they're like, hey, come on down. Like, we're celebrating her birthday.
Yeah, we never had met them before.
We knew nobody who was going to be there. You kind of knew one couple. Like, we had kind of thought one couple that we had met, I think maybe a couple of times, but we really didn't know them at the time.
Yeah, there was a couple that went to a lot of our meet and greets that we used to go to.
Yeah.
That we knew of them.
Yes.
But we never, like, officially met them.
Kind of talked to them, yeah. I think. But we really didn't, we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know, so it was wild. Yeah. But it was fun. So
they're our first. We were going to go back to their Christmas party that year, but I think I ended up getting sick or something.
We got sick, yeah. I think both of us did.
So we had to bail out of that. And then, yeah.
But that was funny. That was wild. And I think we had to leave. I mean, it started early, but we had to leave our sitter or whatever. Like, we just had to go.
We had to go, but I think a lot of it had to do with, we saw people were starting to pair off and go to the rooms.
Right. And we
were, and
like,
we were just like, no, we're good.
We were so nervous. We're like, what the heck?
Just, I mean, still just like today, where, you know, we're there for the hang more than the bang. And definitely at that point,
yeah.
We were.
I mean, we might have, like, now if we made a connection.
Yeah.
That would be more of a place where we would play, because yeah, it's more private than like a big old thing. But like,
At that particular time, we were like,
I think
we need to go. We need to get out of here.
Yeah, I also think
it wasn't,
I was,
like, awkward.
I think I was also borderline on my period, and I always get weird.
You know what?
Too.
Yes, you were. That explains it. Yeah.
I'm always like, even if I haven't fully started, I'm like, like, if I know it's coming, I freak out. I'm like, what if it happens in the middle of play? I freak out.
Well.
But that's a whole another podcast.
There's another podcast I listened to. It was called, let me, if I'm going to plug him, I want to make sure I plug the right name.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Where are they? I was listening to him today, and it's ironic you were talking about period, because here's the problem, is I finished the show, so it's not in my up next anymore.
Oh.
Maybe here. talk for a second.
Okay. Well, what was it? What did they talk about that was that you could plug them?
Butt sex.
Butt sex?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I was like, oh. No. Okay.
I will find it here shortly, but it was basically they went to like a resort and they were there for 2 days, and the first day everything was good. The next morning she woke up with her friend.
Yeah. We actually, while you're looking,
Diary of a Swinging Couple.
Okay.
And, yeah, so they went to a thing, yeah. And then he's like, well, that's fine. No problem here, but you know what you got to do. You got to put in the double duty. You got to suck that dick.
Oh, see, and I'm always down for that. Like we tend to go to parties and I don't know why some of these parties always land right on it.
Yeah.
And, but I'm always...
Well, there for a while, the lust party we go to, it was basically this, almost the same weekend.
Yeah.
And it was just, it seemed to always lock.
So I was just like, I'll suck a dick all day long. Like, here we are. Nobody was
complaining about that, so.
No, nobody was complaining, so I think it was fine. But yeah, it definitely limits for me, because I just get, like, really weird about it. I know some people will, and good on them, and I wish I was that, I don't want to say brave, but like... My mentality was that way, that I could just be like, tell the person and then decide if they wanted to or not. Yeah. But my mental capacity is not there. Like, mm-hmm. I just don't feel like sexy in that kind of way. So
anyway,
so I think that's what actually was part of it too, was
that was just a,
like a cherry another, on the top.
Another yeah. Yeah, cherry, a bloody cherry.
Anyway, we're going. So this is actually the first time. So we went to her first party. That was our first house party. We were supposed to go to their Christmas party. We didn't make it to that. I don't know if they've had other. Oh, they did have one other pool party they invited us to. We weren't able to make it to.
Yeah.
But anyway, between all of that, I'm not sure. I think they kind of got out of it for a little bit. Because you said you really didn't see any posts from them.
I didn't see any post.
Their profile, them at a less party.
Their profile has stayed up.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't see them for a long time. We didn't hear from them for a long time. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they popped up as a RSVP at a less party. And they showed up. I was like, oh, hey, how's it going?
And they did say they've been super. I talked to them briefly and they said they've been like super busy with work and stuff. And it's just like nothing's really worked out. So anyway, I think they kind of maybe stepped up. Side just like life happened for a long time, so
she probably sprained her ankle.
Probably. It happens.
It does.
And then you can't do anything, not even make a drink.
That's crazy.
But then so a few weeks ago they invited us when we couldn't make it, but then they invited us to this one for her birthday again. So what's ironic is that we will be our first party at their house, birthday, our most recent party, next party is going to be her birthday again. Mm-hmm.
It is going to be crazy, though, because we're literally going to be coming home from EDR.
I know.
Coming home, feeding the dogs, and then going back out to another pool party. Yeah. So it's going to be a fun time. Looking forward to the weekend. So speaking of Palm Springs, we went to Palm Springs here recently.
We did.
We're going to touch on that event here really quickly. We're going to pause for the calls really quick. And we're back, everybody. So, what's going on?
What?
Anyways, so yeah, so Palm Springs, take it away, my lady.
So we did.
We went to see.
Jesus. We went to Sea Mountain.
Sea Mountain Inn, Sea Mountain Resort, Sea Mountain.
Sea Mountain Inn Resort. In
it's
Palm
got
Springs,
like a thousand different
they
names.
They have one in L.A. or
Vegas.
Vegas as well. We've never been to that one. But we had previously been to the one in Palm Springs, and it was our first, Ellis Resort. If you haven't listened to some of our first podcasts, go back and listen to them, because we talked about that.
Yep.
But we decided to give it another chance, because, not chance, but, like, just another go, because now we're a little more experienced, have a little more knowledge under our belts, and... Mm-hmm. We always do EDR.
The problem is you can't take your belts there.
No, you can't.
So the knowledge under the belts didn't
occur. I know. So we decided to go back and just like do it again and see how we felt about it this time.
Yeah.
Going back with a little more information, and it is still all nude.
Mm-hmm.
So we did just a day pass. The first time we went, we stayed overnight. But this time we just did a day pass. And, well, day and night pass, I guess.
Yeah.
And it was their Halloween, Summerween, or whatever, like.
Summer Halloween.
Costume thing, which I was so confused
about. A lot of places are doing that nowadays. Like, EDR is, like, Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Something the weekend we're going, it's, like, some weird, like.
It's Palm Swing, but it's, like. Yeah, I can't remember. But yeah, people yeah, are like coming up with, like these weird split things.
Labor Day. I don't know that you needed a different theme on Labor Day.
Yeah, it used to be just Labor Day
person. Labor Day. Like, hello.
We're going to Labor Day.
But anyway, so we decided to go and to Sea Mountain Inn. And we had a good time.
We had a really good time.
For me, I realized that if everyone else is naked, I literally have zero problems getting fully naked.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, sun's out, buns out.
And if you listen to our Hit in the Streets with the Sweets, we had talked about there were some birthdays there that we were going to celebrate.
Yeah. So if you listen to some of our other ones, we did an interview with Brittany Bitch and Zac Efron is our names for them. And it was Zac Efron's birthday, unbeknownst. I don't know how that goes. Like, anyway, to us, we didn't know when we decided we were going that they were also doing his birthday there. Like, yep. It wasn't really like a birthday thing. It was just like she was bringing him for his birthday.
Because that's one of their favorite places to go.
Because, yeah, they're more like on the nudist side. So, anyway, so we found out they were going, so that was fun. They, were there, like, basically right when we got there.
Yeah, they were.
I feel like they showed up, like, right when we did, because they were still getting their little buzz on.
Right, they're still kind of loading in, because she was still going out to her car to get something, and.
Yeah, so we got there early.
I got there pretty early.
It was hot as hell, but we got a little, we found some chairs in the shade and there was a fan. So that's the key. Mm-hmm. Look for the fans and look for the chairs in the shade. Like, you may not be up against the pool, but that's fine. If you're in the pool, you're in the party. Mm-hmm. But it was a good crowd there. There was quite a few people that are regulars that I talk to.
Yeah.
They go there a lot. They live in some people I live in San Diego area, but they drive up there. And then we met a person who listens to us, who found us from Swingers Couch Podcast.
Yeah.
And then, so we met them.
We met, two new couples that listened?
Yeah.
That's still pretty crazy to be like recognized. Like, just they're like, "Hey, we listen." I'm like, "How did you even know
who we are?"
Except for the fact I'm wearing a hat that says the Sweet Side of Life podcast.
I don't know if that's what gives it away.
But we've been getting,
unless they watch our TikTok, then they know what we look like.
Yeah, because we do show faces on TikTok.
Yeah.
And we also
can't show titties on TikTok.
Can't show titties, but that's what OnlyFans is for.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, we've been meeting a lot of people that heard of us from the Swingers Couch podcast. So the other day, we were talking about how we made contact with the Camel Slide couple. And he threatened me, not the Camel Slide couple, but Carlos from the Swinger Couch podcast said, "Do not steal my listeners." You know what? Not only am I going to steal your listeners, I'm going to steal your whole entire identity. So with that being said, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. I want to wake up in the morning with someone new. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back. Do, 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 do,
do. I'm Carlos, your Latin lover, and you are Autumn Sins. Take that.
I can't.
I can't either. So anyways.
Thanks for the shout out. Swingers Couch Podcast.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard on our last podcast, we're going to have one night in Miami in March. So I know you guys aren't very close to Miami, but if it works out.
We're also going to be in another part of Florida.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't think that's any closer necessarily. It's yeah.
Yeah.
But we were going to try to make it out to Secrets, but the time frame that we're open is like a Monday, Tuesday, and we're nowhere near Secrets.
Yeah.
So if I go to Secrets, I want it to be the Friday, Saturday party. Yeah. So yeah. We'll just have
another
to plan
time.
It out.
We'll another plan another time. Florida trip out. But anyway, if you guys are anywhere near Miami, Florida, and have...
You want to wake up in the morning with someone new?
And have time.
We can chat it up.
We can see.
We still have to do an interview with those people.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You know what? The new equipment that we just actually bought, I think would make that whole setup easier.
Yeah.
Because remember last time I had a lot of jumping cables when I was trying to do it with our other friends? Mm-hmm. This one, I can actually run the FaceTime into a whole nother independent channel, and I think it might work out easier. So
there you go.
There you go.
But you know what we just did?
What?
Digressed like a motherfucker.
We did. Oh, boy. On that note.
We were talking about Sea Mountain.
That's right, we were. All right, back to it.
So, not only did we steal your listener, one of your listeners, but...
Not steal, we're holding him hostage.
He graciously lent me his knee.
Oh, yes.
Well... We were inside the pool and we were watching the show, the
costume contest
thing. And then later he emailed us and was like, something about my knee. Like, I'm glad to have let, you know, Miss Emily sit on my knee. My face was jealous. So I'm here to say next time, let it be the face. but no, so we met like some really, really cool people. We met, like you said, listeners, and then also people who have not listened, before, but I don't know if they have now.
Yeah, I think they actually asked for when they contacted us after.
For the name of the
they
podcast.
They asked for the name of it, yeah.
Yeah, so they were down there. They said that what was funny about this couple that I just like, it's just like, you never know where the night's going to go. Right.
Yes.
I got into the pool and like, I started talking to them, this couple, and they basically told me like, we're more, I used your tagline with them actually, because they're like, we're more just like, we like to hang out with people like minded. We have one couple that we kind of like connected with and we hook up with them, but we're not poly. We just like hang out with them, but we really don't, I mean, we're more friends with them than anything. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, we don't really play a lot. Like, and so I said, oh, I was like, my husband has a name, like a saying for that. Like, we're more here for the hang than the bang, you know? And they're like, exactly. Like, we just love the vibes and the atmosphere. Like, sometimes we do, but most of the time we don't like play or whatever. So then, the night goes on.
Fast forward,
the drinking goes on. And her whole ass is lifted out of the pool by people, me and her husband, and I think other helpers were just helping.
There's many helpers.
Like lifting her whole ass out of the pool, and then you go down on her.
Is it going down when it's... I was kind of going
level.
Up.
You were level with her. You were leveling going, with her.
Yes. How did that... I remember... doing it. I remember all of the like the action, but how did it come to, like, where did that idea come from? I just remember, like, I think she going was, up and, like, a pussy was in my face, and when, like, I see that.
I think she was kind of climbing you a little bit, and then, like, it was
that
kind
happens.
Of, yeah, and I'm then a tall it was, guy. Like, she was starting to put her legs, yes, she would put her legs on your shoulders and then put her body in the water, like, she was drowning herself, basically.
I do recall
so
that
So then
now.
We were all, like, trying
we
to
We tried to save her life.
Like, we were lifting.
And I gave her mouth to mouth through did. The wrong hole.
The right hole.
The right hole for the circumstance.
You gave her a vagina to mouth.
All I know is she I saved her life.
Yeah, so that happened probably 3 times.
I remember I can see 2 times for sure.
Yeah, maybe just 2. But and then, like, she hopped on me and was, like, making out with me. And then later I was talking to her husband and I was like, I didn't really say anything, but I was just kind of like, well, it looks like, you know, you guys mm-hmm. have had a, like, good time. Like, are you sure she's okay? Like, yeah. with everything that's happened? Because she was pretty drunk.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, no, she's fine. She saw you walking by on the pool and was like, it's her. We have to get to know her. That's it. And I was like.
Like, right at the first start
yeah,
of the party.
Like, when she was sober. So I was like, oh, okay. He's like, so, yeah, she picked you out, like, immediately.
Staking her claim right
and
away.
And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm like, I'm just making sure because she was, like, she was a good time. She was fun.
Yeah.
She was all over the place. But definitely had a lot to drink. So we got their numbers. We haven't actually connected with them.
I connected with them on Cassidy.
Cassidy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing beyond that. Just, I think, I can't remember exactly what it was. Yeah. You called my phone from her phone.
Yeah, because what happened.
And left a voicemail.
Yeah, did I? Well, because, well, I was also drinking. But what had happened was the costume thing was happening, mm-hmm. you know, and then we got out. They had gotten out at some other point because, like I said, she had had a lot to drink, so I think they got out to eat.
Yeah.
And then I was walking by their area where they were sitting, and we were kind of sitting behind them, and mm-hmm. she was like, your phone number, I want your phone number. And then I was like, and I don't know, at the time I thought it was better to give yours. I was like, well, let me call. I don't know if I thought you were going to answer. I don't really know. I was drunk. So I was like, let me call my husband.
Maybe just because I do the communications
yeah,
more.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm typically the one that kind of organizes and creates the group text groups or whatever it is. So, yeah, the next day I'm like, oh, did you get their numbers? And you're like, yeah, I think so. And
I remember.
I looked at my voicemails and there was, like, a voicemail and it was you screaming and yelling about you're calling your husband. And I was like, oh. So then I texted them. I was like, hey, is this so-and-so? They're like, oh, yeah, hey. But then we ended up connecting on Cassidy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a fun couple.
Yeah.
The show was interesting. There was, like, the little
the
costume
Halloween
contest they yeah. did was, like, people, like, I was trying to figure out what people were going to be. I'm like, how are you in a costume nude? But I figured it out. They just did lingerie. You were allowed to be dressed during that.
Yes.
So, but there was this couple that, like, stood on their heads, basically, was doing, like, gymnastics and, like.
It was, like yoga,
it was
gymnastics
like yoga.
Stuff. Yeah.
It was so funny. I was like, I mean, it's cool, but it seemed a bit. Not showy.
It was definitely showy. It was one of those things where they've developed a really cool skill, but it doesn't apply to very many real world applications. And this is our time to shine.
It was kind of just awkward.
It was a little bit
watching them because everyone else was just like would walk through, do a little dance or whatever, and then like go on their
way. It was like a high school talent show.
Yeah, it was just
whatever
like
it was,
cute to show like everybody's little cute outfits and
being
sexy.
Like a full-on.
But they did like a full like acrobatic show, and it was just
well,
it felt awkward.
For me, it was dinner and a show.
Yeah, you ate out and then you had a show.
I don't know if you recall, you went up too though.
Up where?
You got the same treatment that she got.
I was no one. You guys kept trying
no,
to
we,
get me.
No, we got
to.
You up. We hoisted you up, and
did you?
You did. I do recall that. We got you up there.
Who went down on me?
I don't remember.
I don't either. I don't remember going up.
Well, you went up.
Are you sure?
You 1000%. It was brief.
Maybe it was him.
I mean, that maybe would make sense.
Her husband. I did make out with him, I'm pretty sure. It might have been her.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I made out with him.
Probably.
Yeah. But yeah, we also drink a lot. Well, what it was is that you're in the heat, and I was really trying not to drink a ton. But then they kept coming through with Fireball.
Yeah, Fireball shots.
Not shots, but just in the, like, doing them in your mouth. Like, just pouring the Fireball into your mouth from the bottle. Mm-hmm. And that kept happening. And then also they had a pre-mixed margarita they were serving. And then they were also, somebody had a pre-mixed margarita they were pouring into people's mouths. They were just giving it out. Well, yeah, that they were just giving out. And then had a pre-mix margarita. Mm-hmm. Nothing's for sale there as far as, like, drinking or even food. But, yeah, so then they were pouring the pre-mixed margarita, too. Like, it was just, like, people just kept freaking coming. Party. And it wasn't even, like, Sea Mountain Inn. It was just people who were partying there.
Yeah.
Were, like, bringing alcohol and just, like,
typically when I go to a pool party, I take what I want to drink and I take stuff to give to others as well. So
we do that too.
Not at this party because I didn't have a home base to set up.
Yeah, we didn't have a bar. We had to be limited on what we could bring. We had a few bottles. But yeah, so they did all of it. So then it just we both got really drunk. Yeah. More drunk than I think we had intended or we knew we were getting. But we did eat a little bit.
Yeah.
Not enough, though.
Not a whole lot.
They had a bunch of food there, though. And it was, like, all day they kept refreshing it. Like, they had chicken
and hot dogs.
Salads and
speaking fruit. Of EDR, they're going to have a barbecue.
Are they?
On Saturday, yeah.
Nice. So when we walked back after I gave your phone number to that couple... Or called you, apparently. You were like, well, okay, earlier in the day, we actually found out they had another playroom we didn't know about before. That wasn't there before.
Two other playrooms.
It was a...
Well, when we went there before, they had that one center room with a DJ would set up.
Yeah.
They had a stripper pole, and they had, like, some couches. And then there was a massage room that was set up with a table.
Right.
And then, but now that massage room was an actual playroom. Mm-hmm. And then they also had a third playroom that had a bed in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
they expanded.
They made more playrooms. So earlier in the day, we had gone into the playroom that was like open air kind of playroom.
Open air.
I mean, it was like a room, but they basically had both like doors open.
You're talking about the DJ room?
No.
No, the other one.
The other one.
The bed.
With the bed. Okay. And we had gotten on there or whatever and just, like, fucked around. I think I sucked your dick.
You sucked my dick in there?
Uh-huh.
Did you?
I did.
I fucked you in there.
Yeah. You fucked me in there, but before that, I sucked your dick. And there was a couple in the jacuzzi watching us. Because from the jacuzzi, you can see into that room.
Okay. Perverts.
Perverts.
How dare they?
It wasn't like the doors were wide-ass open. And then we went to later in the night, so we did that earlier in the day, and then later in the night after like I said after all the shows and everything were done, we were actually getting ready to go kind of, but then you're like, let's go into here.
Yeah.
So we went into the DJ room where there were some people dancing and sitting on the couch, and there's this like round couch that's basically in the middle of the dance floor, mm-hmm. right by the stripper pole. And you and I, we first, I think you bent me over and fucked me doggy style.
Yep.
Then we flipped into a 69.
This was before I sprained my ankle.
Yeah.
So I was able to do all this stuff.
Yeah. So I think we flipped into a 69.
And then while I was doing you doggy style, there was a couple that was playing and they stopped playing and they both sat in the chairs and were just like eye fucking us.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that. Honestly, they had fog in that room.
Yeah.
Because it was a dance room too. Yeah. So as low as I was, because you're on your knees, you know, with your head above the fog. I was doggy with my head in the fog and in the pillows.
Yes.
So I didn't see any of that. I was just in the moment doing my thing. Like, I...
So this couple, they were watching us, and, like, she was sitting next to him, like, stroking him, and I could tell they were, like, just waiting for the come hither. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about it. I'm like, from what I could see through the fog, they looked attractive. And, but by that point, I was just so exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't contend with a whole nother couple right now.
Right.
I'm like, I looked up and I made eye contact with them. And I was like, no, sir, not tonight.
And then I think that's when you flipped me into the 69.
I'm like, yeah, we need to change positions.
I don't know. It was like so much fog and stuff. We just exited after that.
We were making love on a cloud.
Yeah, exactly. and then we went to leave. And
yeah. Well, I was packing up the cooler. And you went to go find my shoes that were over by the pool. So you come back
with my shoes,
with your shoes, and you're like, I couldn't find your shoes. I was like, okay, that's fine. So I had at the previous party, I lost a pair of shoes.
Yeah, Bia Vita, you lost shoes.
So I ordered another pair of cheap Amazon flip-flops, yeah. You know, $10, but they're very basic. They're, you know, black bottom with like a brown strap, very basic. I mean, ass men's.
Basic men's. So the standard men flip-flop.
So in my inebriated state, I walk over to the pool. And I go to where I would have put them. And a little bit to the left was a pair of brown strap. I'm like, great.
Standard men's
I put them shoes. On my feet and they fit like a glove. I'm like, cool.
These must be mine.
Of course they're mine. So then I walk back to the chair and I go to get dressed. And my very fancy board shorts that I came in are missing. Gone.
And they're bright as fuck.
They are like super bright. Like. They did not fall underneath anything.
We're trying to be discreet because obviously people are still there and they're still naked and we have our phones, but and you're not supposed to obviously have your phones, but we have our phones out like with the flashlight because it's dark as fuck. Yeah. Like once that sun went down, there was no like lighting back. Yeah, where no, we were
it's
sitting.
Supposed to be like dark and sexy, and it makes sense until you're trying to find your board shorts.
So we're like, we both have our phones with our flashlights trying to search for your shorts, and like when I say they're bright as fuck, they're literally like rainbow, like a unicorn shooting rainbows out of its nose, yeah. Like with a sloth riding it or something of that
they're
nature.
They're obscenely bright.
Yeah. Like so bright.
You're not just gonna accidentally lose these.
So we don't find them.
Nope.
Bottom line is we don't find them.
So good thing is I found my shoes. I did not find my pants.
Right.
So then I'm sitting there naked. I'm like,
and we have to get into an Uber.
We have to get into an Uber. So everything is more, you know, harder to do when you're inebriated. So I'm like digging through my backpack, and I had packed a pair of boxer briefs.
You're going to have to go home in like my dress, and I'll just,
I could have wore like a towel or something, but
my like sarong around me or something. I'm like, how are we going to do this? Like,
well, so the thing about Sea Mountain is during the day it's nude, but at night you're allowed to wear lingerie for the party if you want to. So in my head earlier, I packed a pair of boxer briefs. So if we were there later, if I wanted to, you know, put on a pair of something just to walk around in, these would meet that criteria.
Right. Okay. That's why they were in there.
Yeah. So I packed a pair of boxer briefs. Thank God. Because
those were your pants.
So I put those on and I had to take an Uber all the way back to the hotel in my underwear.
The more I think about this, the funnier it is, because then we get to the hotel and we obviously have to use our key to get in because it's late. It's super late and they don't just, like, the doors don't just open and you're just going. So we have to go through the lobby. There's a night manager or whatever sitting there in the lobby while we're walking in, and we have a cooler. We had to go get our bags, which we had kept in lockers in the hotel because we couldn't check in because it was so late. So you had a cooler, a backpack.
A cooler loaded with just crap, like everything.
Yeah, a backpack. you have we have to get our bag that's locked in the locker. So we have to talk to this night manager. Mm-hmm. We're doing all of this while you're
in my underwear.
Underwear.
It's what, 2 o'clock in the morning, maybe?
I didn't realize till just now everything.
No, it wasn't that late. It was earlier. No, because
underwear.
It wasn't even one. It was like because we went out after.
No, we didn't. Yes, we did.
We tried. Yeah. So it was about 9:30, 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's even weirder. Because there's other people in the lobby.
There was a mom with a baby. I remember. Because I was like, why is our baby out here so late?
Oh, yeah, whatever. So we bring in this heavy ass cooler to the third floor.
No. So the elevator was broken. Broken. So we go to go get on. We have a bag, a cooler, a backpack, and I'm no help. We've already discussed that.
Yeah.
So then the night manager goes, oh, you're on the third floor, but the elevator is broken. We're like, what the fuck? Meanwhile, I just like to remind everybody, he is in his underwear. Okay. Yes. So then, like, we kind of, like, get, like, I'm like, okay, I'll take the bag, and I'll go up, and then the night manager offers to, like, help you because mm-hmm. you had, like, so much stuff you were carrying. So then he's behind you, carrying some stuff behind you, going up the stairs. And then finally we get into the room. And at first, I was like, it's not, the key's not working. We're going to have to go. And then, like, I finally figured it out. It was a combo, I think, or something. Anyway.
Yeah, it was like a 5-digit combo.
It was a combo. Yeah, that's what it was. It wasn't a key. It was a combo. And I had entered it backwards or something. I flipped a number. But, yeah, all of this in your underwear.
Yep. And then the best part was the next morning, as we're going to leave, we look at the cooler and we realize the cooler had no reason to come upstairs with us.
It didn't need to come up with us.
We literally walked by our truck when we got out of the Uber. I could have just simply transferred this heavy cooler to the back of the truck and walked up the stairs in my underwear and been just fine.
Yeah.
But no, I had to carry this whole thing up just to be, like, reminded the next day that was all pointless.
Yeah, because then we had to carry it back down. But so, the elevator worked in the morning.
So then the next morning, as we're figuring all this out, I go to put on my shoes, and I look down, and I'm happy to say I came up. I came up with some reefs, some nice reef sandals. They're not mine. So I apologize to the universe that...
Or if somebody's listening and we took your shoes, we're sorry.
Sorry, bro. They look just like them.
The person who you took, they probably took yours.
Yeah, probably.
Thinking the same thing. And then they were like, damn.
They're pissed.
They probably got home. They're like, damn, I got the wrong shoes.
Yeah, I came up in that.
I mean,
that
yours
one.
Were newer than theirs were.
Mine were newer, but it was a $10 Amazon.
Yeah.
So to alleviate that problem, I bought a pair of...
Ridiculous. Actually, that's shark. Why you sprained your ankle, Dodo Bird.
No, it was another cooler incident.
Yeah. In those shoes.
Shh, don't blame the shoes.
It was.
But I bought these obscene. Go on Amazon and type in shark sandals. And they're like these teal shark where your feet go through the mouth. They're awesome. But they suck for actual use. They look cool. But the problem.
And you're not going to mistake them for anyone else's shoes in the dark.
These do not disappear in the dark. The problem with these shoes is.
They have no grip.
Is. The bottom has grip. The bottom's okay, but the top where your feet actually hit, once it gets wet, it's like a slip and slide.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any type of fabric that grabs your foot. So once your feet get wet, it's a death trap.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Maybe that's because they're sharks.
Yeah. So I don't know what I'm going to do with those. Very dangerous. Maybe just wear them around the house. But whatever.
Well, I think that's how you sprained your ankle.
So what's funny is, so our plan was, all right, let's do Sea Mountain Inn, and then...
Wait, we forgot one other thing you lost there. Your fucking sunglasses.
Yes, I lost my sunglasses.
The next morning...
So I left everything there.
Yeah, the next morning, also, we realize, oh, you got the wrong shoes,
mm-hmm.
and then... You're like, okay, let's go. And you go to put your sunglasses on. You're like, where are my sunglasses? I'm like, well, this doesn't surprise me because while we were there, you lost them no less than 3 times. I had people, they were in the bathroom. They were like, I had people handing them to me. Are these your husband's sunglasses? Yes. Coming into the bathroom. Somebody left their sunglasses up. Those are my husband's sunglasses. So that doesn't surprise me. They're probably in the bathroom there.
Maybe next time I'll grab them. But yeah, so that was eventful. But we had talked about, like, let's go to see Mountain Inn and let's hang out during the day. And then during the night, if it's not like crazy part, like crazy fun party, we'll go out and we'll hit some of the places that we like to hit, which mainly is a tiki bar and then a Thai place.
Yeah.
So we left with the intention on, all right, let's go back to the room. Let's shower. Let's go have Thai dinner, which closed.
But it was at 10. So it was at 10. A terrible idea.
It was a terrible idea, but they closed.
Yeah. But the bar should have still been open.
But then the tiki bar, we always go to one of our favorite bartenders. We're like, all right, let's go to Tonga Hut.
Yeah.
We walk in the Tonga Hut. She's not working.
She's not working. She works Sundays only now.
So we're over two.
Yeah. So then the manager, he knows that we go for her. So he's like, he literally like basically sat us. And then he goes, well, she's not here. And then we're like, we kind of just looked, and then he's like, and our kitchen is closing. Because all the other thing we like is they have really good coconut shrimp.
Yep.
So he's like, and our kitchen is closing. And we're like,
wow.
He's all, the only thing their kitchen was closed.
Yeah.
He said, the only thing we're doing is we'll order you pizza from downstairs, because there's a pizza place that's downstairs. And you can eat it up here. And we're just like, well, if our bartender isn't here, we're not going to pay overpriced tiki drinks when we're already wasted. Not going to like taste, like we're not going
to
taste.
We had no business trying to get tiki drinks at that hour, but it was on our to-do list. So.
It was. So once he said all that, and then we just kind of looked at him, he's like, and then I think you said like, maybe we should just go down and get the pizza. He's like, that's probably a good idea. Like he basically agreed with us. He's like, yeah, there's like, he could probably tell we were so drunk and like, just was like, if you guys are just wanting to see your friend, she's not here, or eat food that we serve, it's not here, just go. Just go.
So we ended up just going straight downstairs.
We went down to the pizza bar.
And we had like a drink there, maybe two.
Yeah, I had a drink and then I was like, I can't. I just had her fill up my drink with seltzer water. I was like, do soda water.
We were topped off at that point.
Yeah, it was, but we ate pizza.
Yeah. Finished the night with some pizza. And then we went back to the room, and if I recall correctly, you laid on the bed with your butt up in the air and you're like, you need to put it in me right now. Or something to that effect.
Yeah.
So.
Sounds right.
So yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah. Then we fucked some more. And then we fell asleep fucking basically. We were like, I don't even remember falling asleep. Like I woke up like nude, obviously.
No, you're thinking of Huntington Beach.
No, this time too. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Huntington Beach is when you put a cock ring on me and then fell asleep. And then I woke up the next day with a cock ring on. I'm like, whoa. Like you're not supposed to keep those on for very long, but good thing you chose like a big enough one where it wasn't constricting my flaccid penis. So I woke up, I'm like, oh, hey. But that's a whole nother story. That's a Huntington Beach party.
Yeah. That was fun too. But I'm pretty sure that night too, we did the same thing. We just fucking passed out like.
No.
No, what happened? You remember now?
No, there was.
It's coming back to me now.
I have multiple videos from that night.
Of what?
You.
At EDR or the Sea Mountain Inn night?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you?
Yeah. That's the one where, I think that's the one where you're like we fucked for a little bit and then I rolled over and you were like just going to town and.
Going to town what? Can you be more specific?
Penis?
Oh, like sucking your
with your mouth
your
and hands.
Sucking your dick?
Yeah.
That sounds like me.
That's the one, remember, I think that's the one where I showed you the video. You're like, oh man, I look drunk. I'm like, yeah, you were, but you were on a mission and you won.
I won.
So, yeah. So that was a fun night.
So you came?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was a good time.
It was a good time.
Very good time. So
we recommend Sea Mountain Inn.
Yeah.
You do have to be nude, so you have to get past that.
Yeah, they have, like, you can do a towel, but to, like, go in the pool or, yeah.
There was somebody who showed up, I think actually this couple that we first talked about, but she was wearing, remember she was wearing a thong?
Yeah. She was walking around with a thong on.
And
like,
you were like,
I don't care. Yeah. Like, it doesn't bother me.
I'm not going to say anything, but somebody's
I'm not a fan of the, I don't want to say forced nudity, but I do like having an option.
Yeah.
That's just my vibe. So I wasn't, I didn't have an issue with that, but I'm like, I don't think they're going to let her do that for very long.
They didn't.
And then like, it felt like 20 minutes later she was.
Yeah.
So.
No, they didn't allow her to do that very long, but. And we actually talked to the owner, Dewey, for a minute. Yep. And
he said he would come on the podcast. So
yeah,
next time we go there, we got to get a room.
Yeah, we'll do a room.
And then we can bring our stuff in and interview him.
Yeah, he was nice. As soon as we said, he was nice the first time we were there, too. But as soon as like we were talking about some, I think you brought up the podcast or something. I think when you get there, they say like, welcome home or whatever. And then like, have you been here before? Yeah, we've been here before. And then you had said, like, he said, why did it take you so long to come back? And you're like, well, we go to EDR. And I was like, it was literally like a dig, I think, in his heart. And
I
his
think
soul.
So. The problem with me is I can be fairly honest, and I don't always really think about what I say.
Yeah, you didn't think about
and
that.
And when I say we go to EDR, I don't mean it as a dig. I just mean it as, like,
that's where we've been.
That's where we go. And I'm a creature of habit. So once I find something I'd like, I don't typically like going outside of that because I don't want to waste a day.
Right.
I don't want to go to, like, if there's a bar I know I like with great music, I go to that bar every single time.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to lose a night at a shitty bar.
Right.
So we've done Sea Mountain Inn. I knew what it was. We went to EDR. It matches my preferences better.
Right.
But it doesn't mean Sea Mountain's not fun. So
exactly. And we had a great time. So,
I heard him a little bit.
You heard his soul, I think, because then somehow it came up that we have a podcast. And then,
because he came back around and I had my hat on and I was pointing at my hat. I go, hey, I'm like, this is something we do. You know, we'd love to have you on at some point. And then that's when he started talking about it.
And then, so then every time I saw him, he was like, how are you? Are you okay? Is everything good? Are you having fun? And then I was like, yeah, I'm good. And he's like, I'm just going to keep asking you this all day just to make sure you're having a good time so you come back. And I was like, no, we're having a great time. Like, we're having fun. He's like, okay, let me know if you need anything. Do you need a drink? I'm like, no, I'm fine. I've got water. I got everything. I've got my things. I'm like, I'm good. So, so he was super accommodating. And I think he's like that. I mean, even before when we went, he was super like.
The thing about him is everybody knows him. And I mean, he's got a sign that says like, welcome to Dewey Land, like instead of Disneyland, it's like Dewey Land. And that's definitely his vibe. And people that know him think of him that way. Like he's one of the first people you see when you walk in the building.
Yeah.
And very welcoming, very nice guy.
I mean, like we said, like their whole like slogan or saying or whatever is like, welcome home. Mm-hmm. Like just,
we missed
you. Wanting to make everybody. Yeah. We missed you or it's been too long or whatever. Like, wanting to make everybody feel welcome. And I think they do a good job of that. I mean, I've heard people have negative things to say, but I've not felt that in any of the two times we've been where I felt like we walked in, we were clothed. We went to our chairs. We found a space. Like we put our stuff down, you know, it's not like we got there. Like some people, I feel like make it sound like they get there, like they strip you down. Like, no, that's not what happens at all. Like literally he gave us a tour while we were fully clothed. Yeah. Again, even though it was our second time being there, we found a place to sit. We like unloaded all of our stuff, got our first drink in us, you know, like really, you know, got settled and then we got naked.
Yeah.
You know, and like it was very much at your own pace, but yes, this is what
you do
it
eventually
is.
Have to get to
you
this
know,
point. Yeah.
You do have to get to this point and that is what it is. And your pace has to be probably faster than maybe some people will like.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a very like aggressive like this is what you do and you have to do it this way. And
yeah.
I don't know. I just
it was good.
So for people who've had that experience, I'm sorry you've had that experience, but that's not been my experience there.
Exactly.
It's been very,
everybody has their own story, but that is not our story.
Yeah, that's not ours.
We had a great time both times.
We did. And everybody, like the people who were there normally, like that they said they were regulars, they were all super friendly. people who had just been there were super friendly. The women who work there are super friendly, and it's all women that work there.
Other than super naked.
Yeah, they're super naked, super friendly. But they're all women besides Dewey.
Mm-hmm.
And Dewey's not naked.
Perfectly planned.
I know. And Dewey's not naked, though.
The first time we went, he was.
He was?
Yeah, I'd say about 50% of the time he was.
Yeah.
But this time, the entire time, he wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah. So it maybe depends on, like, what he's got going on, too. Yeah. Or
who knows?
Maybe just people's comfort level, too. Maybe he's got feedback. I don't know.
Could have been. Yeah. Who knows? But anyway. All in all, I give it a solid 5 boners. 5 out of 5 boners. But that being said, I'm definitely looking forward to EDR this weekend.
Yeah,
we got a big weekend coming up. So next, I'm never going to say next podcast what we're going to do, but we do have a Huntington Beach plush party that we went to for the first time.
I know if you listen to our Hitting the Streets with the Sweets, you'll mm-hmm. know that we were on our way to Huntington and we didn't intend on going.
Yep.
Initially to this plush party, but we did end up going, so we had a little bit to talk about there.
Spoiler alert, it was fun. so yeah, let's see, is there anything else I need to address? One of these episodes coming up, I want to do a episode dedicated to other podcasts. I want to basically, you know, list all the podcasts that I listen to,
mm-hmm.
and just try to, you know, pimp them out and just kind of put my own personal list out there.
So I will be silent for that one.
No. You'll be here for comedic purposes. So anyways.
I'll be here for digression.
There you go. please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. You can check out our TikTok on the Sweet Side of Life podcast. Just search that. It comes right up. If you guys have any questions, suggestions, shoot them our way. We're always looking for cool new ideas for the podcast, and
we love meeting you all in public. So
yeah,
if you see us somewhere, don't hesitate to come up and say hi, because we do this to meet new people
and we do bite.
We not hard.
But that being said,
I bite a little bit. When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, baby.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.